Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, the one and only Miss Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're extra fucking nasty. Tonight, I've been teasing the fuck out of this episode. I don't even know. Maybe TL Brown can help me. How long have I been saying that I was going to do a squirting episode and like talk about face sitting? Because it's one of my favorite fucking things to do. If you're new to Sapphire's Airplay, you're about to hear a different side of Sapphire than you might be used to. I get really sexually graphic. This is all about my sexcapades with a little sexual education on the side of it. And of course, everybody's favorite segment, the Day Sex and Confused News, and that'll be up later on. If you're not following me on social media, make sure you are following me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on Xbox, and wherever else you find Ms. Radio Sapphire, and genuinely Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. I gotta say, before we start anything, shout out to the people that have been following me because of my new gig at Shea 45 on the All Out show. Y'all are amazing. And I know I fuck up on the news, and I know it's become like an ongoing thing, but I want you guys to like really, you know, when you follow me, I'ma show love. So I wanna say thank you so much for those who are just finding me through Shea 45, through the All Out show. I love you guys. Y'all are awesome. Let's get the show started on some squirting. Okay, so as you guys know, I've been having quite some fun sexcapades involving Mr. Suit and Tie, which sucks because I am so sexually frustrated this week, it's not even funny. And I know Mr. Suit and Tie is gonna listen to the podcast of this and he's gonna be extremely mad, but I low-key have been masturbating since the fact that he's been out of town. So last week, as I told you guys, we had amazing fucking sex where he just made me come like and squirt all over the place in my fucking house, including on the stairs, on the stairway where the takeout guy, he opened up the door and he saw my naked ass chained and cuffed to my staircase because I was getting whipped. And like I said, Mr. Suit and Tie really knows how to throw it down, and he really knows how to spread my fucking DNA. And to guys that are probably like, oh my god, Sapphire, you don't know how to fucking squirt, like that's just pee, I'm gonna break it down to you like this. Yes, I am a squirter. I've been a proud squirter since I was 18, and I'm 27, so y'all do the math. And I can openly tell you I have only peed once thinking that it was squirt. Every other time I've ever squirted in my life, it has always been clear, no scent, usually not even a taste. And if it is a taste, it genuinely tastes like my pussy, which is very sweet to those who have ever had me. But anyways, and I taste myself regularly every day. I'm going to answer your question, rockin' bloggin'. Squirting is not pee. Scientists have been doing this theory for years, and there's been a great debate on whether or not pee and squirt is the same thing. It's similar, and I'll tell you why it's similar, okay? Squirting occurs because of the skene gland in the vagina. The skene gland is where your G-spot meets, and it's right where your bladder is, okay? That is the reason why a lot of women, when they realize that they're a squirter, it does feel like pee, because it is in the same genuine area. And when you apply the right pressure, it's going to gush, or it's going to stream out like regular piss. But like I said, it is not pee whatsoever. It is fluid, and usually it's just water fluid, okay? If it has a scent or a texture that is similar to pee, most likely 95% of the time, that is pee. Now, if it has another kind of foul odor, sometimes you'll realize the foul odors, of course, when you're fucking a chick and you might be fingering her, you might be fucking her, and there's just like a really foul stench. That can be other things. It can lead into yeast infection. She might have an STD, whole bunch of nasty stuff. So just be aware of that. So going back, like I said, squirt is clear. okay? And it does not come from the bladder. It is located near the bladder, but it's not. And the funny thing, guys, the skein gland, also known as the G-spot, I'm sorry, I know I said that the G-spot and the skein were like located together. The G-spot is the skein's gland, okay? Let's make sure of that. The thing that men, the funny thing with you guys, you have a similar organ, okay? And that is called your P-spot, your perineal. And so when a guy might be getting a prostate massage, it's kind of similar to a female getting her G-spot, you know, pushed on. So last night, I've always told people, you want to use the come hither position. So for those who are going to be listening to the podcast on Podomatic, SoundCloud, iTunes, and wherever else, of course, the Misfits podcast, two fingers, usually it's all it takes. You do the come hither motion. So put your forefinger and your middle finger together, kind of push it like you're telling your baby to go, hey, baby, come here. So you're stroking two fingers. Now, make sure that your nails are clipped, because what happens is this gland does kind of get big once it gets sexually aroused. And for most women, it's gonna take anywhere between 5 to about 20 minutes. Some women can just instantly squirt like this. I know for me, the first time I squirt, it usually takes about 20 minutes. And then usually afterwards, it's just continuous. Now, this is why you also, hi, Sean. This is why you also have to be mindful of the fact that you must alleviate your bladder. So I always tell people, pee before, during, and after sex. Yes, during sex. If you know you gotta pee, ladies, and you know you're a squirter, I suggest you get off the dick and go and pee. Wipe your coochie, because nobody wants to taste pee-pee, and then, you know, get back to the fucking. But seriously, and it helps with lowering your chances of yeast infections, because yes, you can get a yeast infection during sexual intercourse, especially if, you know, you're caught up in the moment, you don't want to rinse. I know a lot of people do this, so forgive me if I'm outing you, but a lot of people tend to just pee, do the, and girls like to do the whole shit, sit, and jiggle, and then, you know, get back on the dick. They didn't even wipe their coochie. So then when a guy goes down there and he's like, Jesus Christ, like, why do you taste like piss? Because you did the air dry. Fucking just wipe that shit up. And I always wipe with baby wipes, okay? My coochie stays clean and nice. And sometimes because Anna Fox, my wifey, as most people know, she suggests that I use cucumber baby wipes, and it makes the coochie smell and sometimes taste like a little cucumber. It's amazing. So anyways, going on, how does squirting occur? Squirting occurs usually about 1.5 inches away from the vagina. So for guys who are like, oh, I don't know where 1.5 inches from the vagina is, let me help you. You don't have to go all the way fucking in and finger her. Trust me. You know where the clit is? Good. Now you see that opening where the vagina is? Good. All you gotta do is just tickle, and do a little, you know, I suggest when I, because I love eating pussy and I love attempting to make girls squirt, and it's amazing, because, you know, like, I swear to God, sometimes I feel like maybe I am a little bit more lesbian than straight. But then again, I don't know, because my dom is amazing. So anyways, so when I'm eating pussy and I want to make a girl squirt, I go down on a clit, and I don't just like finger her, and do the whole like, let me do all over the face. I like to concentrate on fingering her pussy just a little bit. So maybe putting like the tip of my fingers on her clit, and then also while I'm with my thumb, as I'm doing to the Periscope audience, I like to tickle the clit and then put my mouth on the clit, and now I kind of like out with it and like wiggle my tongue on it. And then that's usually how I get the girl really satisfied. Now, someone asked me, do I squirt every time I masturbate? I'll tell you this, last night I could not sleep for the life of me. And I was ironically watching Fear the Walking Dead I was watching Are You the One? And nothing sexual happened on Are You the One? But anyways, and it's an MTV dating show. Long story short, I masturbated and I put one of my dildos in me and I put my Hitachi on my clit and I just started fucking myself. And eventually, yeah, I did multiple little squirts. I should have taken a picture and I still have to post my squirting picture, which of course I'm going to post the squirting photo. Don't be alarmed. It's not me like legit having like squirt out of my vagina. It's the aftermath. So you'll see like the big puddle. And it's also funny because my squat mat is literally down there. Rockin' Bloggin', you are really pushing, man. He asked me to demonstrate. If I demonstrate, I might get kicked off. Trust me, I've been kicked off several times on social media and I don't want to do it again. So anyways, some people, a lot of girls are like, why does it feel like I'm peeing? Once again, it's fluid, okay? Sometimes even when a girl comes, we might feel like we're peeing sometimes, but honestly, it's just the feeling. So if you know damn well that you left your bladder, okay, I actually have footage and some people can actually vouch. It's just, I'm never gonna show you because I don't do porn and I don't know who the fuck you are. People asking me on the Periscope, you know, to show them things. I'm not showing you my titties, my ass. Like I said, unless if I know you and we actually like fuck around, I'm not showing you evidence. Other than the fact that yes, I am a squirter. Yes, I have a massive toy collection, which if you follow my Snapchat, you might see my toy collection and other sexual things on there once in a blue moon. Never know. So let's get back to it. Like I said, this feeling of squirting and peeing, it's the same. It's just fluid passing through your urethra. That's really what it is, okay? That's really what it is. And okay, dude, rockin' bloggin', you might get blocked. I don't know what the fuck you're... Just shut the fuck up. My show, not your show. So anyways, going on. Just remember, if you already exited your bladder, you're good. You're good at the end of the day. Now people say, okay, if I'm squirting, I'm gonna pee at the same time. Not necessarily, it's just sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. It's kind of like a win-win situation or a win-lose situation. Because if you don't like, if you don't like golden showers like I do, then yeah, you're gonna be a little pissed off. Point blank, simple. You're gonna be a little pissed. So anyways, if your girl pees on you, don't be alarmed. You can always clean the sheets. For real, just, you can always clean the sheets. Going on, everybody. Squirting and gushing, there are two different things, which is hilarious because I just found out myself. And oh, thank you, whoever told me I have the sexiest voice like ever. You are a sexy motherfucker. I appreciate you. Much love and appreciation. I see that the troller left because you know me, people, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. All you are is a person who talks on the fucking screen. I can give two shits for all I care. Like, say what you want, call me a bitch. It's my fucking show at the end of the day. So squirting and gushing. Gushing usually happens a lot in porn. You'll see like all these hysterics, like, oh, and then there's like a psh. Newsflash. Half the time, the girls are injecting water into their pussies and they're actually projectiling it out using their vagina muscles. Sorry to burst y'all's bubble because yes, there are some women like my girl Annie Cruz. She can legit like squirt very far. I'm more of a gusher. What is up, my sexy Dawn from Texas? I'm so glad you're here. But like I said, I'm more of like a trickler. So to me, I have to be on the rise. And this is funny. So my secret move, a lot of times when I know that I squirted, I like to actually like put my hand in the puddle of squirt and just kind of brush it against my nose and do like a little taste. And guys think like, oh, she's tasting herself kind of thing. And it's like, no, I'm just making sure that I'm not peeing and you're not a person that fucking likes pee. Cause I've had a guy do that and he's like, I don't even give a fuck if you, you know, just accidentally piss my mouth, which we'll get into the face today. It's just fucking crazy. I don't understand golden showers, y'all. I don't know if I could ever do it, like for real, for real. I pee in the shower on my own, but I don't pee in the shower with other people. So why would I do it in my fucking bed? Like, I gotta clean my sheets afterwards. Remember, I live by myself. I'm not gonna I don't want to deal with my own piss, okay? I remember I legit was drunk one night and I pissed the bed and I was so fucking mad because this is like when I first moved in and it was embarrassing that I had to go to my parents' house and be like, yo, so I totally pissed the bed. And my parents were like, well, how drunk were you? I said, I don't even want to talk about it, but like, seriously. But it's just, I don't know. I don't like pee-pee. I don't like pee-pee. So please don't test me if you ever fuck me in real life. Just not to the pee-pee. All right, let's get into some face sitting because I love the face sit. I mean, shit. It's, you know what's kind of funny? A long time ago, well, not so long ago, I used to think that face sitting was a derogatory term because I'm not skinny. I'm not a size zero. I'm not like a size 22. I think I'm like a size, give or take, like 13, 14. So I'm like average built. But like, I really thought that it was derogatory towards thick chicks. Like when people were like, oh, sit on my face. Like, I thought that was really like them saying like, oh, fatty, like that's all you could fucking do. Like, you don't know how to fuck. But now, you know, ever since, I forgot who the fuck opened up Pandora's box back in hip hop. Maybe it was because Drake said that he likes his girl's BBW, but like, I literally in public now, and because all I really do in public is go to the gym and like run errands and go to the movie theaters, I legit look at attractive people and the first thing I say, and my bestie knows this, I always look at a good, like a cute person, and I'm just like, let me just sit on their face. Even girls, oh my God. I love sitting on women's faces. I mean, not like I don't like sitting on guys' faces, because guys, I'll get to you in a minute, but there's something about a girl. And apparently I attract skinnier women, and it's been verified, like they just like the pressure and the thickness. And the funny thing is, my legs are like deceiving. They're fucking deceiving. People think like all it is like jiggle. Nah, like I'm, let me show you. I'm wearing tights, leggings, whatever, jeggings. And these are muscle, okay? I'm telling you, these are muscle. This is the only bit of fat that you will ever be able to grab. Everything else, like, I keep my legs toned, motherfuckers. These legs is toned, okay? You can't pinch an ounce of fat off of these legs. And these are what somebody has even called me in the past, smothering legs. Like, I have choked motherfuckers out with my legs because they love to get crushed. And, I mean, I'll give it to you. So, beware. If I ever thought you were attractive, probably one of the first comments that I made about you was that I just want to sit on his face, or I just want to sit on her face. And nothing pleases me more than a motherfucker that knows how to make me squirt legit while face sitting. Have you ever sound off on the Periscope? Sean, you are so naughty. Damn. Don't tell everybody our business. I've been ready. I'm just going to say that right now. So Sean is a funny story within itself. But Sean, you fucking lagging. You can fucking have it like tonight, like after this show. I'm just saying, you have my fucking number for a reason. Like, you've seen the goodies. You can verify and tell everybody what the goodies. Tell everybody on Snap what my goodies look like. Tell them on the Periscope. You've seen the goods. Sean's even seen me eat pussy on Snapchat. Legit has seen me. Exactly. Let it be known. He's putting up the fire hearts, kitty cat hearts, and the good Lord. Someone just like, I think someone got mad, a little jealous. I'm sorry. I'm a people person, just to let you know, so who knows? I mean, it doesn't take that hard. No, actually, I'm very hard to get in bed. I'm just gonna say that. I'm a little picky now, a lot more picky. Maybe if it was Sapphire like 5 years ago, it'd be a different story, but like, I'm a lot more picky about the dick I fuck. Xena, yes, Reggie, just call me Xena on top, please. Mac Princess, I love you too. And girl, I hope you good looking if this is a girl. Oh shit, I think she is a chick. Oh shit, girl, I'm about to follow your ass if that's really you in the photo. She's a cute little chocolate woman. Have you been with the girls, Miss Mac Princess? Oh God, look at my lesbian ass. Anyway, I'm bad. Okay, so anyways, what was I saying? Face sitting. Oh shit, she's a lesbian. Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, if you're in LA, that it's over. Like, that's it. It's done deal. Like, I will fuck you up. I'm just saying, actually, it's funny that she just said that she's a lesbian, because I'm getting really fucking horny. I'm glad I'm not wearing panties right now, which I never do, as you guys know this very much. I was talking to Bestie last night, and I was just like, I need to fuck a chick. Like, I need to legit have some pussy. And like, one of my favorite pussies, she's in porn. I'm not gonna tell you who, it's a different person. She is in town, and she's actually one of the girls that fucked me on my birthday. Gave me legit squirting orgasms. Sean, again, you have my address, you have my number, you can legit, that is a fucking invitation for you to come over. I don't know why you frontin', like, nigga, you got my number for a reason. Ooh, I just said the N word. I'm sorry, y'all. Anyways, face sitting, favorite activity to do. I feel like if you have a thick nose, or you got like a little like facial hair, oh my God, it's just an instant tickler. Like, now I understand why bearded guys are getting like all these fabulous fucking hot chicks. Like, have you noticed that since the beard, like, Movember really came out, and like everybody's really trying to get back to like the old school, you know, tailored up prohibition, Captain Hook style fucking mustaches and beards and all that. Now I get it. Cause all you just tomorrow, after you listen to this podcast, I want everybody to go out there and look at all the bearded guys with chicks. And kid you not, they're probably fucking hot. You're probably like, oh my God, that chick is way out of his league. It's probably because he lets her sit on his face, and he knows how to fucking eat pussy the right fucking way. That's it. Ladies, how do you properly face it? It's quite easy. Think of it like this. Some guys like to be smothered completely, like jam tight in the nose. Like, they want the pussy completely up in the nose. Some guys like the booty hole in the nose and just the clit. Y'all fucking weird, but I get it. Okay, so the proper way to place yourself on the throne, okay, you want to cover the mouth and the nose to a certain extent. I'm not saying suffocate the motherfucker, unless if he likes that shit, and then that's going into some different roles of BDSM. But you want to legit give him some kind of air pocket, because I mean, I've made a guy choke on my spurt. It's happened. Suit and tie got locked jaw. I told you guys, I love to face it. And when I sit on a face that I like, and you're like doing tongue tricks on my clit, and I fucking forget sometimes that I'm sitting on somebody. So I might even add added pressure. It is not so much like added pressure from the ass, it's more added pressure from the front. So it's more of like my clit is legit gonna fuck the shit out of your nose. It's gonna just lap up every fucking drop of what you give me. So you have to be careful, because yes, you want to make sure that both you're comfortable, and you want to make sure that your partner's comfortable. Sean said that's happened to me before. Hey, when it rains, it pours, okay? When it fucking rains, it pours. So you want to make sure that you're in a comfortable position. There's plenty of furniture, but if you're a person that's L cheap, that's fine. I'm kind of cheap. That's why half of my sex toys have been for free. But there are, you know, love seats. There are actual face sitting thrones where it looks like a little stool, and it has padding for the lady to sit on, and then the guy just slits underneath, and he legit can just get her pussy and her ass like right there. Other people just like to use a stack of pillows. If it means like you got to put 3-4 pillows on the guy, so be it. And if you're really invested in your pillows, just get, you know, some cheap pillows. Get some cheap, you know, even if you don't have like pillows, just stack up a bunch of sheets and call it a night. Like, that's it. And if you know your girl's a squirter, lay down an extra towel, lay down some towels. I got a love mat for a reason, and it's legit called a love mat. I just want to make sure that the company is still in function, because I got this back when I was working for Playboy Radio, but I believe it's LUV mat. And so, like I said, the love mat is for people like myself who are squirters. And yes, it is called the love mat. Just go to thelovemat.com, and it is an absorbent, legit blanket. It doesn't look like a pee pad or anything, but it has fur on the top, and then it has the pee pad material on the bottom, and it's fucking amazing. And honestly, it looks like a rug. Here's a little, this is what love mat looks like. So there's an example. So you can, all you have to do is just lay on that furry fuzzy side, and then on the bottom there's like a tart like water pad, and then it will help. And then all you got to do is just throw it in the washer and dryer. I mean, I do laundry every fucking week, so if I know I'm having like back-to-back orgasms, I just like legit air it out on my patio if I know I'm gonna have sex the next day. Just saying. So you can go to thelovemat.com and you can get the love mat. Shit, I need to get them on Sapphire's Airplay. And it's $69. How funny. But I got mine for free. Actually, mine looks like the zebra one right there. So yeah, love mat, that's what y'all need to get. It's Sapphire approved, because I got one upstairs in my closet. I just swear, you guys, I would love to show you my closet where all my sex toys are, but it's such a fucking mess. It's so embarrassing. It was supposed to be my studio, but things change, but it's all good. All right, so to all my Periscopers, don't go anywhere. It's now time for the sexy break. For all my people listening on the podcast, you know what that means. Unfortunately, y'all gonna have to wait and just get the Periscope video later on ConnectPal, which starting tonight, I'm hopefully it's live by midnight. I'm crossing my fingers, because that means you get to get all the Periscope videos that I've done of Sapphire's Airplay, including the one that you guys all been asking for when Katie Kiss and I made out on Periscope. That video will be on sale for $4.99. For $4.99, if you subscribe on my ConnectPal at ConnectPal.com, Ms. Radio Sapphire, that's all you gotta look for, I believe. Forgive me, it might be under Sapphire's Airplay. $4.99 a month gives you exclusive content, including the Periscope videos, which would be yours to keep. We're working on the Sapphire Airplay shirts from one of my boys. You guys get that. You also get more of the fuckery. That means all the Periscope videos, including the sexy breaks where I get fucking wasted and fucking high sometimes. You might get extra content when I'm Periscoping on the side with Bestie and who else, whoever else comes to the lair. But yes. All right. So without further ado, everybody on the Periscope, don't go anywhere. We're going to get this party started with the sexy break. And to all everybody that's listening on the Periscope, on the fucking podcast, I'll be right back. I want to let you know about themisfitsnetwork.com. That's themisfitsnetwork.com. You can subscribe to all of our channels under one hub. If you just go to themisfitsnetwork.com, check it out. Sapphire's Airplay is on there. We got Hormones Podcast, Awkward Moments, and one of my personal favorites, Poop Culture. So check out themisfitsnetwork.com. Make sure to also subscribe to them through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Clamor. All right, back to Sapphire's Airplay. All right, my sexy motherfuckers out there, I swear to God, the earbuds on the Periscope kept me long. Y'all just gonna have to wait on ConnectPal, because I don't even know how many minutes we spent. Like, they all know that now I think I'm like a major lesbian who just fucks dick when she needs stress relief. But anyways, welcome back, and it is now time for the day's sex and confused news. To anybody that's new listening, day's sex and confused news is this. What up, T-Dot? Man, T-Dot, welcome back, my brother. It's been a while. Anyways, Day Sex and Confused News is where I talk about the fuckery that goes down in the media and around the globe. So here we go with the Day's Sex and Confused News. Confused. All right, everybody. Man, the past 2 weeks, it's been PC hell, politically correct
hell. Dazed, sexed, confused.
The Republican National Convention last week. This week, it's the Democratic Convention. And, you know, everybody's been having their own sides, okay? They've been having their own sides with it. And so Michelle Obama delivered an amazing speech on Monday night during the Democratic National Convention. She said in her speech, she shed light on the significance of her family's 8 years at the White House being its first African-American family. And for a lot of people, here's the history note. The White House was built by slaves. Black slaves back in the day, because remember, America did have that dark time that we also love to kind of keep under the tracks. Texas, I'll get into that too. But apparently, motherfucking Bill O'Reilly had to open his stupid ass mouth. Now, people are like, who the hell is Bill O'Reilly? Bill O'Reilly is from Fox News, and Bill O'Reilly just doesn't give a fuck. Bill O'Reilly will make you pissed off for being a woman, for being gay, for being a black person, a white person. He'll just piss you off. Okay? And people are like, well, I don't understand why he's been on the air so long. Because he's like Trump. Okay? There are people on this earth that walk and think like Trump and like O'Reilly. And O'Reilly really put his foot in his mouth saying this. So to comment on Michelle Obama's statement of saying, I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves, she said in her keynote. I watch my daughters, two beautiful, intelligent black young women, playing with their dogs on the White House lawn. Okay, so some people said, oh, that's not true. The White House was not built by slaves. Look in your history. I swear to God. So then Bill O'Reilly took it upon himself to also be the ignorant American and says this. Slaves that worked there were well fed and had decent lodgings provided by the government, which stopped hiring slave laborers in 1802. However, the feds did not forbid subcontractors from using slave labor. So Michelle Obama is essentially correct in citing slaves as builders of the White House, but there were others working as well. Got it all? There will be a quiz. Bill. Good old fucking Bill. Okay. 1802, we're still in slavery. Exactly, what does that even mean? So Bill O'Reilly, you're saying that, oh, I don't know, the blacks that were hired, quote unquote, in your eyes, hired, which are white privileged ass, they were hired and they were living in good quarters, in decent lodgings. What in your opinion was decent lodgings? Because if I'm not so correct, my visit to DC, we went to a house that was literally on the mount, in the peak area where you can see the National Monument, the mall. You can see the mall where Dr. King gave a speech, and it's not an actual mall. Come on, guys. It's Lincoln Memorial. And where the Dr. King statue is, and where, of course, if you've ever been to DC, this is where JFK and his brother, his wife, and I believe it's Bobby's, one of the Kennedys' sons that was in stillbirth, who was a stillbirth child, that are all buried on this national monument. And this is also near the area where you can go to the unmarked tomb where they gathered the bones of several soldiers throughout the years in wars. But anyways, there is a house up on that hill, and vaguely, from what I remember, they showed the slave house. And, you know, forgive me, yes, there was no technology of air conditioning, but there was also no ventilation, and it was pretty much similar to the same bunkings, if not a little bit worse than the bunkings that you see in the Holocaust. This is America's dark history. For a fact, did you know that DC has one of the most dangerous neighborhoods just around the corner from good old 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? People don't want to fucking talk about that. Did you know for a fact that if somebody like Trump were to investigate our state constitution, our national, not our state, our national constitution, we as black people, as well as other people of color, can go back into slavery at any fucking time. So I'm sorry, Mr. O'Reilly, shut the fuck up very kindly. There were no slaves or black people properly fed in the 1800s. Please kindly take your white privileged ass and shove your opinion up your fucking ass. And then on top of that, royally get butt fucked by Donald Trump and his dumbass fuckery. I'm serious, you guys. I'm fucking serious. When I mean we still live in a society where racism is very blatant, Look at this political fiasco. It is literally putting people apart. And for somebody out of the Republican National Convention, if not pretty much every candidate, was saying that we blame President Obama for separating this nation. I'm sorry, it's the white privileged ass ignorant motherfuckers like Bill O'Reilly, like Trump, and everyone else who has this theory that blacks and whites are still equal. We are not equal. In other news, Don, I don't know if you knew about this, but Texas is trying to push history books. They're trying to push history books. Stay with me, you guys. They're pushing history books that completely eliminate the fact that the war, the Civil War, that ended slavery in a way, because let's be honest, the Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves. It did not free the slaves. And I'm 100% agreeing with this. It is right. We have never been equal. We have never been equal. Women have never been equal, and neither have people of color. And the gays, we are far from being fucking equal. But anyways, Texas is trying to eliminate all traces of the Civil War and saying that this was not a civil war. This was a war that was happening by accident and that slavery never existed. I kid you not. The state of Texas is trying to make history books basically saying that slavery never fucking happened. But this is the society that we live in, and it's President Obama's fault. Remember, guys, this is Obama's fault. It's Obama's fault we have gun laws that aren't being properly treated. Day sucks and confused. I'm serious. But onto some lighter shit, because I can go on for hours about this political stuff, and I try not to throw it down everybody's throat. I know that you guys don't see this side of me, but seriously, have a conversation with me and I can teach you some fucking shit. Modern day slavery is debt, poverty, and police brutality. I completely agree with you, Sean. Thank you for that point. But it's so true. It's so true. It's so true. Okay? And oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Someone said, I love this side of you. Seriously, I'll do an episode. One of these nights, I'll do a special Sapphire's Airplay where it'll be nothing about politics. And you can be the judge yourself to say, oh my God, Sapphire's full of shit. Sapphire is a radical. I'm like, no, I have nothing. The funny thing is, I tell people this all the time, the more you get to know me, I can't be racist. I can't be racist. I'm not homophobic. I caused big controversy on my Facebook because someone legit thought that I said that I was a racist and that I'm homophobic. I'm like, I really can't. Hello, Mr. Pierce. I know who this is because we shouted you out on Snapchat through the All Out Show one. So anyways, welcome to Sapphire's Airplay. We're going on with some more Dazed, Sexed, and Confused news, some funny shit now. Widow takes her dead husband on a road trip in Alaska. That's right, you heard this right. So apparently there's this lady, okay? She lost her husband and she decided to go on a road trip. Now while people are like, oh my God, let me have one last road trip with my boo-boo. This motherfucker's dead. And I mean like legit dead. Dead, like mortuary, funeral, embalmed, dead. Officers responded to a call last week to find the body of a 78-year-old man inside of an aluminum transport casket. The Ketchikan, I think I said that right, police chief Alan Benengard told the Daily News that during the journey, which took place over several days, the woman stopped at Canaries for ice to put in the truck bed during the rolling wake, she liked to call it. They also said that the body was supposed to be en route to the mortuary, but for some reason, she said, the woman decided not to go directly to the mortuary and had been driving around with her dead husband for a couple of days. The police officer continues and says, my understanding is kind of leading up to the events these last couple of days that there's been a rolling wake or viewing. It was pointed out to me that evidently she stopped at a couple of Canaries, got ice, filled it in the bed of the truck to keep the body chilled. The woman is not facing any charges, police said, and the man, of course, did die of natural causes. She didn't murder her husband. She just wanted one last thrill. Joyride. That's it. That's all she wanted. Who the fuck keeps taking fucking snapshots? For what? I ain't naked. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, the mortuary took custody of the body after the authorities were called. The police officer said, thank you. I appreciate it, but the multiple, you want pictures of me, baby? Just go on my Snapchat. Don't go on my Snapchat because I'll fucking block you off of that. You can go on my Instagram. You can go on my Twitter. I hope it is, because that's stupid. I ain't doing shit. But anyways, the officer said that hopefully the woman would not take back the husband on the road and that she would just properly let him be at rest. And you know, I can't end the day Sex and Confused news without a good old fashioned motherfucking Florida news. Florida man has the greatest criminal alias ever. And I'm gonna tell you what it is. When police in Largo, Florida arrested Jeffrey Forrest Poole on charges of violently resisting a police officer, the authorities made sure to list, you know, his age, his weight, address in the arrest report. Officers also included an alias that Poole had allegedly used in the past. And stay with me, y'all. It's pretty fucking epic. Police were called to a 37-year-old suspect's home on a reported domestic disturbance early Sunday morning, this past Sunday. When the officer arrived, according to the criminal complaint, Poole exited his home and said, I will beat every cop's ass. Then Poole raised his right fist, began to extend towards his face to the officer in attempt to strike him. Since then, Poole was arrested and taken to one of the county jails, and it's highly unlikely he made a good kick-ass promise. Gets even better. Poole was charged with assaulting an officer and violently resisting a police officer. He remains in bars in lieu of a $5,150 bail. This is a different guy. What makes this case even more interesting is the alias that he gave him, and it was a previously used one called Dick Face Johnson. Dick Face Johnson was not shot. You're talking about the other guy that resisted. He did not resist arrest. You're talking about the other guy that helped the hospitalized victim and he got shot. But this is a completely different guy. This guy, why do I gotta shut the fuck up? Oh, he's like, he can't believe me. But yeah, the guy gave the alias of Dick Face Johnson. Man, he was white. Why do you think he wasn't shot? He was white. Somebody on the Periscope is questioning why was the guy shot. He was white. Of course he's not gonna get shot. Yes, if he was a black person, he would have been shot 50 times. Of course. Just like the fucker, there is a video of this guy who literally in a restaurant resisted arrest, okay, and gets tased by the police. And this is after he goes after him, like he struck the officer. He strikes the officer. He's calling him every foul name out of the book, and this white guy gets tased. If it was a black guy, if it was a Mexican guy, that motherfucker would have been shot on sight. For real. It's crazy. It's fucking insane. And you know what? The cops need to shut the fuck up and say, oh, I meant to draw the taser. A taser and a gun feel two completely different things. Come on now. It's bullshit. All right, here's another thing. Now, you know I gotta throw in some shit about poop. But it's actually kind of funny. And this is why Americans are so goddamn fat. And this is why potheads like me who are trying to lose weight at the gym I'm glad that I'm not like a fast food motherfucker. Like the only fast food I legit I legit will talk about is fucking In-N-Out. In-N-Out Burger is the shit out here in Cali. Like, I will fuck up some In-N-Out before I ever. I love juicing. I fucking love juicing. I actually have a juicer. My favorite juice is, I'm such a pussy with juicing. It's crazy. Oh, so you, I love my ginger, apple, and mint. Oh, with cucumber. I love that mix. That's my favorite. So anyways, Taco Bell is creating Cheetos Burrito. And they're gonna, and some people say that they should call it a burchito. Now, Taco Bell, y'all just nasty. Although, if I'm really fucking high and drunk and there's a Taco Bell, I'll get a Dorito taco. That shit's kind of bomb. It's kind of bomb. But yes, it's gonna give you instant shits, and I'll tell you why. So Taco Bell announced that they're testing out new Cheetos burritos starting next month. It's gonna be $1 for everybody who's on a budget, AKA like myself. yes, radio people have to be on budgets too. I ain't bowling yet. So anyways, the burrito is actually gonna be stuffed with seasoned meat, buttery rice, cheese sauce, and the puffy Cheetos. Like, this is too much. Taco Bell in Canada already introduced the beefy cheddar Cheetos Crunchwrap sliders and Supreme Cheetos Crunchwrap sliders earlier this year. Apparently, it's a fan favorite. While the chips are not the first for the fast food chain, it's about time they're using Cheetos in the U.S. menus. Yeah, this shit is really gonna give you the shits. Like, it's gonna be fiery shits. Fiery shits. Yes, I will be ballin'. I will be ballin', TL Brown. Thank you, baby. Like, I don't understand. Like, there are other parts of the country that are probably looking at this like, holy shit. Like, they're too much. They got poutine fries at McDonald's? Say what? I'll fuck up some poutine. There's only a one decent place of poutine. And I've tried two places, and the first place, apparently, it's not really, like, legit poutine. But there's this place in Hollywood, and I think it's called Hollywood Poutine, if that. Just type in poutine in Hollywood, and it's a place in Hollywood that's dedicated to it. Someone just said when they were in high school, they were working at Taco Bell. That's legit. The meat had wax in it. That's nasty. Poutine is potato, like, french fries, cheese, and mayo and chili, if I believe that's, yeah, cheese curds, there we go. Cheese curds, gravy, and mayo, and it's goodness. It's fucking amazing. It's not every day you can have poutine, and a bitch loves poutine, and I love escargot. I love good snails. If you don't cook the meat on time, oh, that's nasty. Nasty, Sean, that's nasty. Oh, I'm a drink for that. Oh, Lord. Oh, speaking about things that are happening in August, the nominations for the 2016 VMAs, AKA the MTV Video Music Awards, was announced. And of course, Beyonce, being the queen that she is, she dominated the fuck out of the nominations. Okay, Beyonce just set a new personal best, because Beyonce always is the one that rakes in the awards, like, come on now. But she just nabbed herself 11 nominations for her hit visual album, Lemonade, and of course for the video for Formation. The announcements were just made yesterday. Falling behind her, a lot of good hip-hop artists and R&B artists made the board, including Drake getting a combination of 6 nominations, including for Hotline Bling video and his collaboration with Rihanna for Work. Of course, Kanye West got 2 nominations, including Video of the Year for Famous. It's crazy. And you know what? I agree. I stopped caring for the VMAs back in the 2000s, but it is Sapphire's airplay. I do got people on here that legit like to hear the news on top of me talking about sex. It's crazy. Now, Hip Hop Video of the Year. This is crazy. This is fucking crazy. Hotline Bling, designer for Panda Panda Panda. Have y'all seen that nigga dance? Have y'all seen Panda, like, fucking designer dance? shit you not, the motherfucker's on like crack cocaine. He ain't on weed. He's not on lean. Like, the motherfucker can't dance for shit. Bryson Tiller for Don't, which I really hope he wins. Chance the Rapper for Angels, and 2 Chainz for Watch Out. I forgot the video for that one. Bryson Tiller and Designer were also nominated for Best New Category. If it does not go to Bryson Tiller, I have no faith in music anymore. Because I honestly think Bryson Tiller has been killing it for the past 2 years. I remember the first time I ever heard of Bryson Tiller was on SiriusXM, The Heat. It was just crazy. I agree, 2 Chainz needs to be just sticking to his children. That's all I gotta stick to. Stick to his now three children. The 2 Chainz were for his kids. Now he's got a third kid, so he's gotta do that. The rock and the electronic categories weren't nominated anywhere else aside for Coldplay, who earned 3 nominations. Adele received 8 nominations, 7 of them dedicated to the video of Hello. I still to this day do not understand why Adele's Hello, I don't know. Adele has many, she has so much better songs than the songs that are ever been claimed as single. I've never liked any single that came out of Adele. I'm so serious. I loved other songs by Adele. That says a lot. Yeah, I fuck with the old school. Man, y'all, when you get to know me, trust me, you're gonna know how much of old school I get. And those earbuds who've been rocking with me since the beginning, you know the reason why I'm an old school cat. Because I was raised on that shit, literally. My auntie is and was the infamous, the famous, the delicious and gorgeous Tina Marie. So I grew up legit around that. Oh, someone said sapphire hair goals. Girl, this has been 2 years of natural and just putting it in braids and just going natural. Old school hip hop is where it's at. All day, every day, I'm a part of that shit. Hip hop is me. The last thing, thinking about, talking about old school rap, Jerry Heller says that Dr. Dre's recent arrest appears to be a racial issue. Now, those who are unsure about what happened to Dr. Dre earlier, earlier this week, a motorcyclist cussed out Dre outside of his home. Dre reportedly pulled out his phone to record the incident, and the motorcyclist later claimed it was a gun. When the police turned up, they handcuffed Dr. Dre and immediately searched him. So Jerry Heller, former manager of NWA, former manager Jerry Heller, he commented about the recent handcuffing of Dr. Dre, and he said, you know, as you know, professionally, I'm a big Dr. Dre fan. Personally, I'm not so much of a big fan. I'm not such a big Dr. Dre fan, but I think this is all bullshit, the former record exec said to TMZ. He goes on to say, I wasn't there, but it just sounds like all bullshit to me. What did he do? He was just trying to leave his house and the guy had his driveway blocked. You would have done the same thing. Without knowing all the facts, it seems to me like this is a racial issue. Could not believe it. I'm always fucking up the news. It's crazy, but it's true. But those are like, why is this guy calling off of fucking up the news? I do it a lot on Shade 45. But the funny thing is, when I'm at home, probably it's because I get to smoke weed when I'm at home. I'm more focused. I just can't smoke weed on the job. It's kind of too hard. Like, it's too much. It's too much to carry. I can't. I get high just being in there because I'm always happy. Like, I grew up as a fan of Jude and listening to Jude, and to be like working with him, I'm still in shock. And Jude is just cool as hell. Like, that man is awesome. All right, I think I've talked long enough. I think I talked y'all's ear off. If you missed any of the types of sex talks that I was talking about with face sitting and squirting, y'all just need to go back to the podcast in the beginning. I did this for a reason because, you know, the earbuds love to fuck me up with the Day Sex to Confuse news during our sexy time. And so I did go over, you know, the whole thing about squirting, gushing, face sitting. And remember, check out the Love Mat. The Love Mat is what I use when I squirt, because when it rains, it pours. I will tweet out that photo. It's not of me naked or anything, so don't get too excited, but it's literally my piss. I'm just kidding. My squirt. missing completely my mat. You'll text me about squirting? No, Sean, you will come over and you will show me squirting. You think you love me, Mr. Pierce? Oh, baby, we're just getting started. You're just getting to know me. See, everybody else loves me. I know they do. you're gonna fall more in love with me because I just, I am so much full of surprises. Next week, though, I gotta say, next week I got a good show for y'all packed. Let me just make sure on the date because I don't wanna fuck it up. But I believe next week I got my girl Tish Marie coming on. Now, if you don't remember who Tish Marie is, she came on a couple months back. I can't wait for you to taste me too, Sean. Stop it. Shut the fuck up, Sean. Jesus, you're gonna get me in trouble. Yes, next week, not next week, I'm looking at the wrong calendar. So next week, I got my girl Tish Marie. She is a fetish model. She was the one that put me in handcuffs a couple months back. She's coming back on the show. So you know what? Y'all only got a tease of like the sexual tension that Tish and I have. I don't know what's gonna happen. Tish could be doing a lot of things. Like Tish sent me some interesting photos that we might talk about it. But Tish Marie will be on next week. That's next Wednesday on the 3rd. Nudity involved? Maybe, maybe not. But nudity won't be involved on here because I'm not comfortable with showing the public my body. I'm not. I mean, even though I worked sort of in the porn business for radio, no. Unless if you're special to me and you get to fuck me like some people named Suit and Tie and Sean. Yeah. Mr. Musical Audio is going to be the lucky guy tonight, I think. I hope it does go down at the Lair because a bitch is horny and I need to go take a shower. And it's not because I smell, it's just I need to take a shower to calm myself down for a second. And then the following week, I'm hoping to get my boy Charlie from Galactic Cap. Galactic Cap is the condom of the future. He's got some new exciting news, and I think we're gonna aim for him to be on the 10th. So on the 3rd and on the 10th, you guys are in for good treats of guests. Like I said, you never know what goes down on the Lair, but the only way to find out is follow me on Snapchat, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Xbox, because I do play the Xbox. And Dawn, I know that you're back at the hotel with your date. You have fun fucking your date. Now, back to me. Sapphire's Earplay, you can find us at the Misfits Podcast Network. You can find me also on iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and wherever else you download your podcast. Oh, if you go on Play Google Music, some people are like, I can't find Sapphire's Earplay on the app. Find it on the actual website, Play Google Music, and you can get all the episodes for free. Like I said, the Connect Pal, that's gonna be a monthly subscription where you'll get all the videos of Periscope that I ever done. And you will also hopefully get some new special bonus podcasts, like when I'm going out on the road. Sometimes I like to do things called like One Night in Sapphire when I'm at special things and events and much, much more. Until then, everybody, remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. And until next week, I'll see you guys. Good night.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.